Eurythmics at 94.9 The River with Ken and Deb. Here comes the rain again. Maybe not rain, but yeah, a lot of wind still out there. It's 7:40. Going to be a little bit cooler over the weekend. Maybe a good weekend for doing some bike riding, though. Steve Stubner, outdoors expert, is in talking about a special challenge being issued up on our Boise trails, right?
Yeah, this is a pretty new thing, and so I wanted to share this with everybody because I thought it was a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you out there have tried to ride, hike, or run all of the Ridge to River trails in 30 days?
As fast as you can.
Keep track of which ones I've even been on in my life. You know?
So this is called the Boise Trails Challenge. Mm-hmm. I heard about it last year just sort of offhand in a few conversations with people. A couple hundred people were involved. 300 people are already signed up this year. Starts June 21st.
Okay.
So this is, you know, it's basically a man-made event here where you have Strava app on your mobile phone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you go out and start on June 21st and try to knock off 83 trails, 158 miles, 193 trail segments, and there's... Everybody knows there's a lot of different connector trails.
Yeah,
and then
there
there's
are.
The main rides and
so
and
you
runs
have to touch all of them.
So you got to get the map out, plot it out. I talked to a guy named Nick Smith. He's a realtor in Boise. He has married, 3 kids, 40 years old. He's done it 3 years in a row.
Oh, wow. Braggart.
And so he's a pretty strong rider, but, you know, he's just kind of an average guy, really, in Boise. But, I mean, he's a strong rider. He did it in, like, 18 days, I think.
Now, you said you could also run these or walk them if you
wanted to. You could run them and walk them. There are fewer people that do that because there's more miles involved.
And
more vertical.
Yeah, I guess there was 1-foot-powered person that actually completed the whole thing last year. But Nick was saying he had a friend that's only mountain bike for 2 years, and he managed to do the whole thing, and he took them all 30 days.
Do you win anything for doing this?
And so the strong intermediate rider did it. Yeah. So I'm just saying, I just think it's a great idea for your fitness, you know, weight loss, whatever. I mean, throw yourself into this and give it a whirl.
But no monetary prizes involved.
Oh, there's like a pair of socks.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Some
beer, socks.
You know, 10 barrels involved. I mean, there's a... These prizes made me laugh. But I mean, it's... Hey,
that's
not really
the point.
It's really about a race against yourself, ultimately. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, especially as you get older. I was joking with these guys at BoiseTrails.com. They're the sponsors. It's like... I never loaded Strava because I've been riding the Foothills Trail since I was 26.
Yeah.
And so I know,
you know
I'm just getting slower.
Yeah.
You know, and older. I mean, even with new technology, I do okay, but you know, that's just so I'm not
but
ever
challenging,
trying to break
challenging
new
yourself
records at this point.
Challenging yourself is important to
continue with a healthy lifestyle.
Like
I did Cycle Oregon last year on the road bike, and it was a great challenge and great fitness thing for me. And
the other thing is, too, is this is a real comprehensive exploration of the trails that you may not have considered before.
Exactly. Thanks, Deb. And so what a lot of people do is they just have their pat routes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's close to home. You know, they know
I know where I'm going to park if I'm parking.
All their friends, they like to do it. They know where they can hit the beer spot afterwards, whatever. But anyway, this will force you to get to know all of the different trails in the system. And
broaden your bike horizons.
Some that you've overlooked.
Yeah, okay.
Same thing with my Boise, you know, my hiking guide, 95 routes. I mean, lots of people told me, I grew up here, but I just had these pat routes that I just kept doing over and over again. Your book has opened up a whole new world to me. Well, this same thing. And Boise Trails has the Ridge to Rivers interactive map on their website.
Yeah.
So as you knock off trail segments, Strava is hooked up with the website. So then it shows on the interactive map, okay, you've already done all these segments.
Oh, good.
So they go dark.
So you don't have to remember what you did.
Yeah. And it keeps telling you you're only 30% along or 50% along or 75. And, you know, you're getting there. You're going to do it, you know. And anyway, I just thought it. Great idea at BoiseTrails.com and then BoiseTrailsChallenge.com are the websites where you can see it. I've got details on my blog.
SteveStubner.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, Deb will put that up on River Boise also.
It's on River Mornings on
River
Facebook
Mornings.
Now.
So share that around and give it a whirl. Like I say, June 21st, you got some time to
think prep, about it.
Plot your
make sure you have time to do it.
Courses and and go for it.
And the weather will be a little bit better by then too.
Well, yeah, it's like going to hit 90 next week. So I mean, that's the thing. It's going to be getting up early and doing it, because once it starts hitting 90 in Boise,
you won't want to be doing it.
You're miserable out there by noon or the afternoon. So
way to put a downer on it there, Steve.
It's reality.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Bye.